Okay, you're supposed to average one wreck every 10 years, so some of y'all are already behind.
This is One Way Driving School, a private driver's ed program in Louisville. Instructor Deborah Ruth has been doing this for more than 3 decades. She's just asked her 24 young students if they've ever been passengers in a car wreck. A few raised their hands.
We hit here, and he sped up, and then, specifically...
moved over?
16-year-old Ricky Rijo sits quietly attentive near the front of the room. To Ruth, he's not just another anonymous kid among the dozens she teaches every week.
He is special because he has the same birthday as me. We're both born on January 4th, so...
Ruth pulls Ricky's test scores from the class.
Pretty conscientious, because I remember teasing him about his birthday when he got his paperwork. Yep. Made 100 on one of them, so that's why I remember it. No problems at all.
Ricky says that's pretty much been his experience in school so far. Not just here, but his first year at Flower Mound High. The sprawling brick and concrete campus is huge compared to middle school.
It wasn't that different. I don't know. Nothing. I've seen it before.
Ricky says the only real difference in high school is the difficulty of some subjects and homework.
It's kind of harder because it's not middle school anymore. Homework every night. Math is a couple hours, but then biology or something, that's not as long. And then I can't do stuff after because it's already late at night.
The teenager says he's had no problems making friends or pursuing his basketball passion. He played guard on the freshman team and keeps working on his game. He says his coach likes him, he likes the coach, and his grades are good too.
One was an A, and the other, biology, was like a 86. But then since it's a pre-AP, then you put the multiplier in for your GPA, and it makes it higher.
It seems Ricky's got everything under control, and at first he sounds less than excited about driving.
When I talk to everyone about it, they're like, yeah, it's just a hassle, and you got to drive everywhere. So, I'm kind of eager, but then I guess I won't be once I get it.
That attitude's not surprising to Ricky's driving instructor, who blames technology for kids changing priorities.
They can text each other. They can access somebody on the phone in 3 seconds, so they don't have to drive to see them. They don't hook up with all the other high schools in town, and that's what's changed, the computer, the easy access to who you want to talk to.
Ricky was busy texting as we sat in the gym near his school. He took his written road test last week, and his dad said he passed with flying colors. Next up, his driver's permit. The learner's license lets him get behind the wheel, which he hasn't done yet at driver's school. It'll let him practice driving as long as there's a licensed driver 21 or older in the other front seat. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.